Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome back, Disciple Makers. I'm Allegra Collins, and we are continuing to learn about how God is good. Our Bible story for this week is Psalms of Lament and comes from Psalm 22. We will also be reviewing the story of Esther from Esther 2 through 8. Psalms of Lament express sadness, frustration, or even complaints as a writer shares a problem to God. More than one-third of the Psalms are classified as Psalms of Lament. In Psalm 22, David cries out to God because he is threatened by his enemies. He expresses his emotions, fear, worry, anger, and sadness, and then declares the truth about God's character and promises. When teaching this Bible story, we have identified three different words that a preschooler may not know what it means. The first word is holy, which means to be set apart or perfect. The next word is lament, which is a prayer that shares deep sadness. And the last word is psalm, which you can share is a song, prayer, or poem used in worshiping God. Today's bright idea is God is good even when we are hurting. And this Bible story points to Jesus in that even when we feel sad, angry, or confused, we can have hope because of what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross for our sins and rose again. One day, Jesus will come back and make all things new. There will be no more sadness or pain. When reviewing this Bible story, the framework we want to review it in is the He, We, and Me. The He is what we want kids to remember about God. So we want kids to remember from this Bible story that God is always good. The We is how does this apply to them as a whole group? It is God is good even when we are sad. And the Me, how does this Bible story apply to a little preschooler's life? God is good even when I am sad. Now let's take a look at our monthly memory verse, which comes from Psalm 145:9 and says, "The Lord is good to all." And the big question we will be asking and answering for the whole month is, how do I know God is good? Through His love for us. Our Navigating a Broken World for this week focuses on grief. By the time kids turn 18, 1 out of 12 will experience a parent's death. This is just one circumstance that can cause kids to grieve. Grief is deep sorrow due to a loss, and kids may experience many kinds of losses. The death of a pet, a move, a change in a friendship, etc. Every kid will handle grief differently. Some will seem sad or distant, while others may act like nothing happened. Some may regress and act younger than their age. Kids who are grieving may feel confused about who God is. In today's lesson, kids will learn the Psalms are full of all kinds of emotions, sadness and happiness, worry and fear. Help kids know that they can always talk about their feelings with God. Your presence as a loving, caring adult in the kid's life may be the greatest ministry you can provide. Our preschool perspective for today is separation anxiety. Separation anxiety is common for preschoolers, especially in a church setting where routines may feel unfamiliar. The key to easing anxiety is creating a calm, reassuring environment. Start by warmly greeting both the kid and their caregiver. A confident, cheerful, "I'm so glad you're here," can help set the tone. Provide comfort items like a stuffed animal, blanket, or a special toy to help the kid feel safe. Creating a predictable routine, like starting with a familiar song or story, can also help build a sense of security. For anxious kids, offer gentle reassurance. "Your grown-up will be back soon, and you're safe here with me." Encourage caregivers to say a quick, confident goodbye rather than sneaking away, which can build trust in the kid over time. Most importantly, remind kids that Jesus is always with them, no matter how they're feeling. With patience and love, you can help little ones feel safe and cared for. You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. you're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.